Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour on Motown Memories, we'll be continuing to feature Motown groups with "the" in their title. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Daz Band, the Originals, the Spinners, the Elgins, the Undisputed Truth, and the Monitors. Well, first up, the Four Tops with Walk Away Renee. Well, that great Motown writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland were gone from Motown here in 1968, but their output, whether it was released or not, continued to have value. Motown reached back to album tracks or cuts left in the can for singles by their most successful writing and production team. Well, for the next Four Tops single coming up, Walk Away Renee, the company plucked this song from their album called Reach Out. The song was originally a U.S. top 5 hit for the Left Bank in late 1966, and it fit lead singer Levi Stubbs' yearning voice beautifully, packing more of an emotional punch than the original song that was recorded by the Left Bank. Well, songwriter Jimmy Webb, who had a few classics of his own, once rated the Four Tops' Walk Away Renee as one of his favorite singles. He was quoted as saying that, "I was fascinated by the fact that you could have a hit single and still have a lyric that was completely incomprehensible. It was also one of those rare Motown singles that does not fade out." Well, Walk Away Renee was recorded in four different sessions. The original track was laid down on October 6, 1966. Strings were recorded on October 8th, and the Tops' background vocals were recorded on October 24th. The Adantes, which was a backup singing group at the Motown record label, recorded their part on October 25th, 1966, and the lead vocal by Levi Stubbs was recorded on January 4th, 1967. And the song was released on January 18th, 1968. Here are the Four Tops with Walk Away Renee, right here on Motown.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the lot we used to pass by,
Fallen. Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song. On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The Bells, and they reached number 4 on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1970. Before that, the Dazz Band with Let It Whip, number 1 from 82. And we started with a number 15 tune on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1968, The Four Tops with Walk Away Renee. You found Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown artists with The in the title of the group. Well, coming up, The Spinners with a great song called It's a Shame. Well, Stevie Wonder produced It's a Shame alongside the single he was working on at the time, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. And both songs were smash hits within a couple of weeks. The success of both songs gave Stevie Wonder, who was 20 years old at the time, significant credentials. It was good for Stevie. His Motown contract was up for renewal in under a year, and it was also good for the Spinners as well. The veteran Detroit vocal quintet hadn't seen the charts since a song called Truly Yours in the spring of 1966. Stevie had become really tight with the new lead singer of the Spinners called G.C. Cameron, and he loved G.C.'s voice and crafted It's a Shame especially for him. Cameron cut his sparkling inventive lead in one take down to the startling falsetto at the end. It's a Shame is surprisingly basic. There were no keyboards, just lead bass guitarist James Jamerson, Jackie Anderson hitting the tambourine, and Pistol Allen's on drums. As a matter of fact, Stevie really didn't like the drums that much, and he overdubbed the drums himself on this song. Guitarist Dennis Coffey recalled at the time that Stevie had an ear for music like no other producer I've ever worked for. Nothing got by Stevie. He could be difficult to work with because he often sang the exact part he wanted, right down to the phrasing of each note. Here are the Spinners with It's a Shame, right here on Motown Memories.
It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Darling, baby, life is so lonely without you. Life is so lonely without you. Since you left these arms of mine, I've been alone, crying, wondering why you left me behind.
That was Darling Baby, and that reached number 4 on the Rhythm & Blues charts from 1966. And we started with The Spinners, It's a Shame, number 4 also on the Rhythm & Blues charts from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature different Motown artists with The in the title of the group. Well, coming up, The Undisputed Truth with their biggest single of their career, Smiling Faces Sometimes. Well, author Nelson George wrote about Smiling Faces at the time, quote, "It was a dark, paranoid record that showed that producer Norman Whitfield had his finger on the public pulse." He further was quoted as saying that at the time, many liberals took it as a commentary on the Nixon administration. Well, Smiling Faces Sometimes was originally a Temptations cut. It was taken from the Temptations album called Sky's the Limit. Well, Norman Whitfield, the producer of this song, also recorded the Temptations version first, but only by a couple of weeks. Well, the Undisputed Truth's lead singer Joe Harris recalled that Eddie Kendricks sang the song in a different octave than me, and it took me 40 to 50 takes before I got it. Yeah, I worked hard. I mean, I sweated in the studio with that song. I had the hardest time singing the first two words because smiley faces had to be enunciated a certain way. Finally, Norman told him that he got it, he got it. Well, here is the Undisputed Truth right here on Motown.
Sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof. Oh Lord, yeah.
Away. Please write every day. No, no, please, Uncle Sam, please don't take me away.
You're in the army now.
Monitors with Greetings, This Is Uncle Sam, a number 21 tune from the Rhythm Blues charts from 1966, and we started with the Undisputed Truth, number 2 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1971, Smiling Faces Sometimes. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we featured Motown groups with the in the title of the group. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.